Weather conditions across most of the Midwest are expected to stay very good this week. There will be a risk of rain and thunderstorms, though, in a few western Corn Belt locations early this week, but the most significant rain will hold off until midweek, at which time we'll likely see an increase in rainfall across areas from Missouri into parts of Michigan and Wisconsin. The majority of that greater rain will likely occur as we get down towards Thursday and probably into Friday and Saturday as a slow-moving frontal system begins to cut across parts of the Midwest. The frontal system will be rather slow-moving, and because of that, there will be a chance for some repetitive rain and thunderstorm activity over a small region, and we could end up with some 1-inch plus amounts of rainfall occurring over those areas I just mentioned: Missouri, parts of southeastern Iowa, portions of Illinois, and parts of southern Wisconsin in particular. And a lot of this precipitation will occur as we finish out this work week. I would not venture a guess here that we're going to see any kind of persistence, though, in the wet weather bias. In fact, it'll probably just occur over a couple of days' time. We'll see some improving conditions coming along fairly swiftly thereafter. And weather conditions ahead of the frontal boundary will likely be rather good as well. We'll expect today, tomorrow, and probably Wednesday to be dry across a big part of the central and eastern portions of the Midwest, and our temperatures will gradually warm over those of the weekend, which were rather cool. As you know, temperatures during the weekend were running mostly in the upper 60s and 70s. Those were the warmest readings from Friday into Sunday. The exception was in some locations in the lowermost parts of the region down in Kentucky, where we actually saw a few 80-degree highs. But as we move forward through the next two or three days, most of the Midwest will warm. Additionally, we'll look for highs in the 70s and 80s occurring today and tomorrow, with the 80s becoming more widespread across the region tomorrow and continuing then on Wednesday and probably Thursday as well. So we get to the end of the week, that frontal boundary that's going to produce the rain from Kansas into Michigan and parts of Wisconsin will also kick up a little bit of cooler air for parts of the region. Some of the cooling will be noted in the next couple of days in the far northwestern U.S. plains, and it will gradually work its way in our direction. We'll expect to see high temperatures over the Friday, Saturday, and Sunday time period back into the 70s, with a few lower 80s expected. Those 80 readings will retreat down to the southernmost parts of the region. There may be a handful of locations in the Great Lakes region that may not see much warmer weather than maybe near 70 as we get out towards the weekend. Our low temperatures at night are expected to cool back into the 50s and 60s later this week, but 60 and 70 degree readings are expected to occur here in the next two or three nights. The frontal boundary that's going to move across the region will eventually bring in some cooler air, but we shouldn't get any colder than a few upper 40s in the northernmost parts of the Midwest, mostly the Dakotas and Minnesota, as well as Wisconsin, and all that occurs at the end of the week. The rain totals that occur during the middle to latter part of this week will not be all that impressive. As I mentioned before, there'll be a few spots that get more than an inch of rain, but a lot of it will be lighter. There'll be a few random showers that occur early this week, today, tomorrow, and probably on Wednesday. Precipitation is not expected to be very well organized or very significant. Good drying conditions will occur on either side of the shower activity that evolves. Next week, we'll probably see some more showers that will come along as another cool front cuts across the Midwest, but there will be sufficient drying time to maintain a very good environment for crop maturation and harvest progress. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.